I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a show that'll be jam-packed with information as usual, and we'll be focusing a lot about positive self-empowering things that you can do to raise your frequency, as well as some really good tips on reality creation. And before we get to all that, and I know that we've got a lot of new listeners this evening, and if you're unfamiliar with ET Yoga, we usually start the show off with about a 6 to 7 minute japa meditation of Hari Om from Sri Swami Satchidananda. So I'd like to have the guys in the booth play that now.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Hari Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Yes, Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Yoga Institutes called Integral Yoga. And I'd like at this time to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And actually, I'm going to start off by making a few comments in the health area. And of course, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a yogi. I'm a spiritual person. But I'm also a person who realizes that at some point when you realize how things work in the universe, you also realize how things work in the health area. And I mentioned on the show, maybe a couple of weeks back, about some information that came from Bashar, and that's utilizing vitamin C complex and organic sulfur. And I had one of my friends mention to me that those two substances probably should not be taken at the exact same time, but probably let a half an hour or an hour go by before you take the second one. And Bashar has recommended about 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, 3,000 milligrams of organic sulfur, twice a day, and that is his recommendation as sort of an antigen, an energy that will go into your system and work where it's needed most in your body. And I thought I would give that additional information because I like to be accurate with information as much as possible on ET yoga. And if you're new to ET yoga, you'll know that pretty much the starting point of our programs is that, you know, belief creates, and that everything is a frequency, and that in order for you to experience anything in this reality, you have to be a frequency match for it. And I've had a lot of people lately talking to me about certain types of diseases, in particular diabetes, cancer, autism, polio. I don't know why these are coming up so much, but I'd just like to throw out some information out there. And if you're new to ET yoga, you might want to grab a pen and paper because there's going to be lots of information coming your way in the next while. And I'm going to start off with this situation with diabetes because I've had a couple of friends actually that cured their situation with MMS. That's Miracle Mineral Supplement. That's Jim Humbles. Miracle Mineral Supplement, and there's several interviews of his at Project Camelot on your internet. And according to Jim, there's a bacteria in the stomach, and MMS kills it, and after it kills that, your body starts producing insulin in the proper amounts. So, and I've had a friend of mine took about 3 or 4 drops of MMS for about 3 weeks. And all of a sudden, he was sending his kid to the store for ice cream, and his doctor couldn't believe it. So just thought I would pass that on from a personal point. Also, lots of people asking me about autism. Well, best thing I can say about autism, from what I understand it, the rate was 1 in 25,000 here about 15 years ago, and now it's 1 in 25 or 1 in 15. I've heard some research from I think it was Harvard that mentioned that at the rate things are increasing in the autistic area, it'll be 1 in 2 by 2025. Well, to me, this is outrageous. And my best suggestion there is don't vaccinate. Bottom line is the Amish can't hardly find any of their kids that have autism, so it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that there's a connection between vaccines and autism. And by the way, even though it's not in mainstream news in America, but it sure is in Italy and the UK, the people are winning court cases in Italy and the UK because it's been proven that there's a link, and there's been lots of money changing hands. And in fact, as I understand it, there used to be a lot of money paid out in America too until about 2011 when their laws got changed so that nobody can sue for that anymore. as far as I understand it. And then, of course, when you take the shots, you sign some kind of a waiver, so nobody's really responsible for anything in this area. Anyway, enough on that count. I don't think it's any accident that we're talking about we're moving through our solar system, moving through the galactic plane. We're coming into, as Bashar calls it, the Arcturian Gate. And there are many, many kids now being born that have more of a connection with their higher selves. There's less of a veil between their personality level and their higher selves. And I don't think there's any accident that a lot of these kids are having issues with respect to excess mercury, thimerosal, which has been banned about 40 years ago in Russia and lots of other countries. But we're still using it, and even though they say it's not in there, go look at the inserts, and you'll find out it's in quite a few of the shots that are being recommended for young kids these days. And also I know of some mothers' groups that with autistic kids, and after bathing a lot in bentonite clay and actually ingesting lots of bentonite clay, some of those groups disbanded because their kids were fine. So I want to pass that on for any mothers and parents out there. Bentonite clay actually is great for removing metals and aluminums and toxic things from the system. And I'd like to also mention, I also heard actually in the last month that apparently in the world today with respect to polio, there is no such thing as polio except post-vaccine. And for those that don't get it, that means after you get shots, that's when polio happens, okay? And you can research that as well on your own. And, wow, this whole thing with cancer, I'm going to point people in a direction here on YouTube. It's called Oncology Nurse Quits After 17 Years to Promote Natural Cures to Cancer. And I saw this program, and I'm going to repeat this. Oncology Nurse Quits After 17 Years to Promote Natural Cures to Cancer. And an incredibly informative, about 45-minute show. The interviewer was really on top of his game as well, really knows his stuff. And if you want to learn the ins and outs of that topic, that's a good place to start. And by the way, here's my top 10, because Bashar suggested avocados, asparagus, and walnuts. I'm putting up there as number one. Number two, I'm going to go with the Budwig diet, and that was Joanna Budwig back in the 40s and 50s. Well, they ran her out of Dodge, but she's over in Europe, or her system at least is, and they're still curing people over there with flaxseed oil and cottage cheese. By the way, flaxseed oil has now been shown to contain monatomics. Oh, monatomics is the best known secret that nobody knows anything about. High spin electrons that are found in small quantities in a regular vegetarian diet, but they're found in all sorts of other foods as well, and they actually don't fight or kill disease cells. They actually reprogram them. And that's the Budwig diet, B-U-D-W-I-G. Of course, good old pot oils in there is my number three. Then we've got rhodium. Rhodium is another monatomic. And if you haven't seen David Hudson's lectures 1, 2, and 3 on the Internet, there's a mind blower. You can spend hours going through his stuff. That's David Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N, lectures 1, 2, and 3. Earl B. Hall, a friend of mine, cured pancreatic cancer. He's at Atlantean Healing Technologies, primarily using self-analysis and Powdarco tea. Six on my list, the real vitamin C and in high doses. Seven, oxygen therapy. Eight, apricot seeds. Nine, the HoxyCure. And 10, MMS. So if you can't find anything, there's a few clues for you to do some research. And I don't know why it is, but there still seems to be a lot of controversy about the effects of animal fats on the human body. Dr. Clapper, C-L-A-P-P-E-R, on YouTube, best one-hour program I've ever seen on really showing, you know, and proving that, no, we do not need animal protein, and that's the effect of animal fats on the human body. Dr. Clapper, C-L-A-P-P-E-R. So I wanted to pass on those health tips before we move on to more, let's say, self-empowering topics. And, you know, when we're talking about frequencies, it never really occurred to me, but obviously timelines must be frequencies too, because everything has a frequency. And I've ran into it. I thought it was quite a fascinating article by Alfred Weber. And Alfred's got lots of interesting interviews on YouTube. If you don't know about Alfred, you should, because he's quite an interesting guy and really at the heart of a lot of on-the-edge topics. And he's got a theory out there about creating a positive future. And I kind of agree with him on this one, that I think that, yes, we are in a new timeline. And I know Bashar has said that as of December 21st, 2012, actually there was a shift and the Earth is more predominantly positive now, where previously it was more negative. Alfred would go one step further and say that we were on a catastrophic timeline and we have shifted to a positive timeline. And he has kind of have a formula. He says positive future equals positive timeline plus unity consciousness. And I think it's interesting to note that our quantum physicists, as well as my favorite guy, Greg Braden, they have come up with lots of computer simulations, and they've now pretty much got the least certain facts about the universe, that it's holographic in nature, and that there's the energy of consciousness and the language of interpretation, like any computer program. The language of interpretation for the universe is belief. And in short, what you believe is. And if you don't believe that, go do some research about the placebo effect. And why does that work? Well, it works because you believe it. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't seem to be able to connect the dots here. It's not just true in the medical field. It's true in everything you do. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you need to realize that when we're talking about belief on this program, we're talking about that your thoughts, your beliefs, your definitions, your emotions create the reality that you experience. And that's the starting point of getting into fourth dimensional awareness. And if you believe that everything is just kind of happening to you at random and your thoughts, beliefs, definitions are irrelevant, well, you're welcome to your opinion, and I guess a lot of this information is going to be irrelevant for you, because that's 3D reality. And Alfred here has talked about a timeline frequency and a timeline shift, and he thinks, and he's kind of articulated some interesting, call them predictions, of what a positive future actually entails. And I thought it was interesting enough to share this with our listeners. What his first positive future includes truth and disclosure. He defines that as a full public disclosure of the presence of intelligent civilizations in Earth's environment and a global referendum as to whether and on what conditions humanity should enter into relations and space travel, space colonization, space governance with organized intelligent universe, multiverse, and omniverse society. I think that's quite interesting, because it's been about 5 years ago, I was the chairperson for the Extraterrestrial Contact Act, which actually Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, was also on that project. And we came up with the Extraterrestrial Contact Act, and the language is suitable to what we call the extraterrestrial Bashar. so it must have been pretty airtight. And you can do some Google searching and look up the ET Contact Act, and you can find out exactly what's in that document. But I would suggest that for Alfred, too. I've never been able to actually contact Alfred, even with Internet. But if anybody has a connection there, they might want to pass that on to him. His next area was new energy, teleportation, and time travel. A full public disclosure of secret, new energy, zero-point free anti-gravity, and exotic new energy sources now available for application on Earth. Public implementation and rollout of sequestered free energy technologies for powering dwellings, human settlements, industry, transport, and propulsion, communication, and other areas. His next area is implementation of teleportation as a global, national, regional, and local transportation system, replacing polluting fossil fuel vehicles, trains, buses, trucks, and autos, and their intensive land use in highways, railways, and urban freeways, as well as of a regulated time travel public education program. I really like this next one because I'm kind of a dog lover and horse lover. Recognition of animals as sentient beings with rights. Worldwide grant of personhood rights to animals with concomitant rights against murder, slaughter, torture, and cruel and inhuman treatment. Special intelligent civilization status for cetaceans, including whales and dolphins. And by the way, dolphins, as far as I know, are the only species on this planet that use 100% of their brain. And development of healthy, safe, tasty protein meat substitutes for human consumption and nutrition, because obviously Alfred realizes that although objectively, no, you do not need animal protein, a lot of people believe you do, so you might as well have some healthy substitutes. Now, secure online direct democracy at the local, regional, national, and global level. Secure virtual technology now permits the implementation of Swiss Canton democracy worldwide. There is no more need of intermediaries such as city councils, state or provincial legislatures, national parliaments or congresses, or even ultimately in time, a gathering of nations such as the United Nations. Experience over the centuries has shown that the powers that be buy off all intermediaries. Direct virtual democracy adopts secure virtual technologies and provides virtual hack-proof citizen voting at the municipal, provincial, state, regional, national, and world levels. Under direct virtual democracy, the entire city votes on municipal issues and laws. The entire nation would vote on national laws, and the world population would vote on global standards. All duly informed by government staff at the respective local, national, and world levels. Municipal government, for example, is tasked with efficiently picking up the garbage and managing the city according to the laws passed by the virtual democracy. His next area is the reinvention of money as a human right and public utility like air, water, or electricity available for creative investment at public money utilities. A global ban on poverty, controlled central banks like the U.S. Federal Reserve System, and on privately owned commercial banks. Support of complementary currencies, licensing of consumer cooperatively owned banks, imposition of heavy criminal penalties for violation and astronomical fines for individuals, organizations, and nations. His next area is the social guarantees in the form of annual income, health care, and elementary, secondary, and post-secondary education for every person on the planet for life. And this would be funded by universal state pool tax on all financial transactions and by post-graduation contributions of to education plans and more, implementing of traditional and alternative as well as advanced extraterrestrial medical technologies. He also envisions a world debt forgiveness, global forgiveness. forgiveness of all public and private debts, a world bankruptcy for a bankrupt system, and an end to debt, fiat money, prison system, criminalization of charging interest on money, and of fractional reserve banking. That's a good one. His next area that he foresees is disenfranchisement of the state power of monarchies and religions worldwide. The UK monarchy and the Vatican are examples of the abuse that occur when two institutions based on non-democratic principles, the divine right of kings and popes, are given established state rights in a modern democratic world. His next area is criminalization of the war industry. A criminalization and global ban on war, genocide, and depopulation in all its varied forms, overt and covert, a ban on war as a dispute resolution method, a permanent ban on the design, production, or sale of weapon systems, including nuclear weapons, space-based weapons, and conventional weapons, a permanent ban on the maintenance of offensive armed forces, imposition of heavy criminal penalties for violation and astronomical fines for individuals, organizations, and nations. And his last area is criminal prosecution and conviction of war crimes, racketeering, organization, and restorative justice for war crime victims. Criminalization and regional prosecution of the international war crimes racketing organization for a planning and implementing a genocidal depopulation program, including and not limited to A, planning and triggering wars and armed conflicts through false flag operations, B, regional and global radiation genocide and ecocide through depleted uranium and the nuclear agenda, C, planning and implementing environmental war attacks, including geoengineering, weather warfare, HARP, chemtrails, scalar weapons, robotization, and genocide of humanity, famine, vaccines, GMO foods, DNA manipulation, and more. D, carrying out a program of assassination and COINTELPRO terror against activists, researchers, and social mentors in the multiple areas of peace research, new energy, food and nutrition, radiation, democracy, and electoral politics. E, carrying out as DOPE Incorporated a lethal 300-year-old conspiracy to addict humanity to narcotics and to criminalize useful substances such as hemp for profit and enslavement. And F, the transhumanistic agenda of population mind control through nanoweapons, EMF, and other weapons. There is no statute of limitations on murder and imposition of heavy criminal penalties for violation and astronomical fines for individuals, organizations, and nations. I would say that's quite an interesting vision that Mr. Alfred Weber presents. Now, one of my favorites, Teal Scott, or Teal Swan. I'm not sure I always get the order mixed up. But at any rate, she's got some pretty interesting ideas about ways to raise your frequency. And the first one is, what you choose to focus on is very important. Choose thoughts that make you feel good, because emotion is the indicator of your vibration. And as an example of that, I like to say that two kids growing up in the same household may have a totally different idea about what went on in that household, and it's generally based on what you choose to focus on and the spin that you put on that. So what you choose to focus on, highly important. Number two in her list is meditate. And certainly the meditation, Who Am I, tracks the answer from the universe, as you'll be attracting a frequency match for that question. Number three, stepping into observer mode without investment or judgment. In other words, watching thoughts and not deciding if they're true or not. So observer mode is a good way to raise your frequency. Four, make conscious positive changes in your life. Well, anything you feel good about, I'm sure will raise your frequency. Music, it creates whole brain functioning, and your vibration entrains us to it. Six, spend time with people, places, and things that hold a high frequency, like nature. Seven, anything inspiring raises your frequency. 8, exercise. It stimulates endorphins, and it's also preferable to do an exercise you love doing. 9, aromatherapy or color therapy. And again, it actually has you entrain with it. And 10, write in a gratitude journal. Look for things I like, kind of a portfolio and a state of appreciation, because state of appreciation is a match for source energy. And 11, spend time in water. Light's the closest to source energy, but water's second to this. Take a shower, bath, enjoy it. 12, practice random acts of kindness. When you radiate love, you are in a high vibration. 13, inquiry. It frees you from fear. And 14, laugh and smile. And 15, dedicate yourself to happiness. Things to do to raise your frequency by Teal Scott. And I guess I'd like to throw an ET spin in there on that one, because to my way of thinking, the fastest way to raise your frequency is to do the Pillar of Light technique as taught by Pleiadians. And if you're not certain about how that one goes, I suggest if you want to go back into the ET Yoga archives to the June 7th show of 2014, you'll find that whole show is dedicated to techniques. And I've learned some new spins on the Pillar of Light. So I'd like to share that with you now, because I appreciate you won't be able to do the whole meditation now, but I can at least explain to you the process. You sit really, you know, in a comfortable position. You can be in a chair. You can be in a yoga posture. But basically be comfortable. Try not to have anything supporting your neck. And usually when I do this, I typically have my head just a little bit forward, because when I ask for the Pillar of Light to come down from source energy or prime creator, whatever term you would like to use, to have this light come down through all your 12 chakras, your 5 chakras outside the body and 7 in the body, you're asking for a Pillar of Light to come down through. And I can sometimes visualize opening up my crown chakra and allowing that light to come down. And before I start the exercise or meditation, basically what I try to do is to connect a silver-blue cord from my base chakra and have it extend all the way down to the center of the earth and ground myself there. And I repeat that 3 times, the silver-blue cord connecting to my base chakra and having it going all the way down to the center of the earth and grounding me there. And I then call upon the Pillar of Light to come down through all my chakras. And with the complete focus on that for probably about 5 minutes, you should start to feel the energy. And when I start feeling the energy, my head kind of snaps back into about a 32-degree tilt, kind of similar to what the Sphinx is apparently at a 32-degree angle. And another variation from that is then after you've got that good flow going and you can feel that energy coming down through all your chakras, because what you're doing is basically you're bringing light into your body and you're increasing your light quotient, and you're increasing your frequency. Then I visualize another beam of light coming down from source energy through all 12 chakras, but when it comes down through my 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th, into the heart chakra, it then goes from the heart chakra out into my aura or into my light body, and then create a flow going to that. I also create another one where the light comes in, a different beam of light coming down from source energy, coming down, and as it enters my 7th or crown chakra, it infiltrates every cell and atom in my entire body. So you fill your entire body with light. And a new wrinkle that I've learned is that you can actually then go down with the energy that's coming down through all your chakras, and as it goes down through your grounding cord, goes all the way down to the center of the earth, you can place your energy right in the center of the earth where you're being grounded and go up the energy and up through your chakra system and go through your first chakra and out through your 7 chakras in the body, out through your crown, out through your 5 chakras outside the body, and go all the way out to the great central sun. So that's another little technique that you can try when you've got some time. And also with respect to opinions about changing your frequency, I noticed some really interesting YouTube material by Christy Marie Sheldon, and that's S-H-E-L-D-O-N. And she's got an idea about change your frequency to change your reality and how true that would be. And she basically is kind of a clairvoyant because she can see people's energies and see where they're stuck. And according to her way of thinking, the causal plane is where everything can change. And everything actually that's outer is created by your thoughts, beliefs, definitions, emotions, and judgments. So she's using basically the exact same definitions that we use on ET Yoga. And she says that change what thoughts come through your consciousness with intention, and you can change your environment. And she gives quite a lot of interesting talk about the Masaru Emoto findings about water. And if you're a non-believer in how thought and energy can influence the environment, you need to go look up The Power of Water, Masaru Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. Water is turns out to be a perfect reflector of consciousness. And what he does is he'll take and he'll put positive emotion into water. They'll freeze it, look at it under a microscope, and you can see these beautiful crystals. I mean, they're just gorgeous. When you put anger or hate in there, they're just ugly little monsters. And this is exactly what we do to our own systems when we're having negative thoughts, because we're mostly water. And she makes a point of bringing this up that, you know, you can't hardly afford a negative thought because you're turning your water into garbage. And she also makes an interesting observation about gratitude. And gratitude as an energy, she says she actually can see a vortex of energy surrounding people when they're in a state of gratitude, and thus making it a lot easier to do reality creation or pulling certain concepts into their vortex. And she also talks about the Maharishi effect, where there were 7,000 meditators were actually lowered the crime rate as much as 22% in some cities. Pollution dropped. It's a very interesting phenomenon called the Maharishi effect. And actually, as it so turns out, it's about mid-1970s. I did an article, and actually, it was a full page in the Winnipeg Free Press, and it was called "Meditation Crime Buster of the Future." And there's no question about the effect of meditation, and especially when you have 7,000 meditators that are trying to connect with source energy. And clearly provable in about, 50-some studies that they've done with this particular effect. And also we have David Hawken, who has come up with sort of a table for the frequencies of different emotions, shame and guilt being at the very low end, shame sort of indicating that you're not enough, guilt, you're bad, apathy, you want to give up, grief, you're sad, certainly fear, anger. These are the lower frequencies. At the higher end of the scale, at the very top, of course, would be enlightenment. Interestingly enough, peace is an expression of excitement and joy as well. Peace, actually, they rank it at 600, joy at 550, and enlightened master, let's say, would be at 1,000, and love at 500. And according to the, computer analysis, one person functioning at 500 can affect or raise the frequencies of 750,000 other people. And one person at 700 can affect as much as 70 million people. So this is some pretty amazing stuff with respect to placing her concept about raising your frequency to change your life. And according to her information, she believes that the fastest way to raise your frequency is to quit judging everything. And that means aligning, agreeing, resisting, or reacting to judgmental beliefs of others. And as a point of fact, she defines a judgment as a series of conclusions we bought and sold to ourselves after seeing or knowing something. I'm going to repeat that. She defines judgment as a series of conclusions we bought and sold to ourselves after seeing or knowing something. And these block you from reaching your higher frequencies. And she gives an example she was a woman, and that when she was growing up, she thought that because she was a woman, she couldn't make as much money as a man. And let's say if you have a belief like that, then you're actually judging certain things out of your reality. So you need to do some homework and start identifying some of these beliefs and find out, is the false belief true? Or are you judging things out of your life? And I like the way that she brings up the point that if you clear out the judgment, then you can bring or create that reality in your life. And I like the way that she does it because her technique involves gratitude. And gratitude and appreciation are high frequencies. And unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion to me are the top of my list. I never read about David Hawking, and I don't see him listing compassion. But at any rate, she's got, she's on the right track here, because what she'll do is, let's say if a person were saying that they believe that they're broke all the time, and I'm broken, so that's why I can't make money, because I'm always broke. So she would suggest to them to say to themselves, I am so grateful and thankful for all the money in my life. In other words, delete the old belief and insert a new one, especially involving gratefulness and thankfulness, and in the sense that it's already happened. Because as we've mentioned before on ET Yoga, that the universe really doesn't have a concept of future. At the highest levels, everything's happening simultaneously. Future doesn't exist. So when you're trying to do reality creation, you want to give thanks for already having received it. Thus, you become a frequency match for it. I know, I realize it's kind of tricky, because even the awareness that you don't have anything makes your frequency incongruent with the actual frequency of having it. Spend some time thinking about that one, and I think it'll help you with making changes. And when they talk about changing your wealth programming, they have four concepts. Number one, make a choice for change. Number two, be grateful that it's already in your life. That three, you connect with source energy. And four, that you delete and add new programming. And she gives a kind of an interesting example of how she tries to connect with source energy. So basically, if you're sitting in a seat, then you expand your energy past your seat and past your town and past, the Earth and your planet and past Jupiter and Pluto, until you connect with the light and feel peaceful. And in that space, think of what you're grateful and thankful for that just showed up in your life now. And be grateful and thankful that all your needs are being fulfilled, and be grateful and thankful for just being you, and for all the good things coming into your life. And when you get to the higher level, then obviously this is the causal plane where adjustments can be made. And she suggests that you can also delete and change any belief at source level, and you can also ask questions, and the universe will show you in some way. So even if you don't hear the question, like, for example, the who am I, you don't get it right away, or what other questions you might be asking, stick with it, see what life brings up and shows you. Now, another technique with respect to reprogramming an old belief comes from the College of Christ Consciousness. And the first step would be to acknowledge or own the fear or the pattern. Let's say if it's a negative belief or pattern. And two, ask, what keeps me believing in that fear? What will happen if I let go of it? What is the payoff for keeping it? Because there always is one. What do I get to do or not do if I keep the fear? And the truth is, a pattern or belief can never be changed as long as you really believe that changing is more fearful than keeping it. I used to be involved with non-smoking programs, and what I found was that if somebody really wants to quit smoking, they can do it. But if they have a fear that, for example, they're going to gain too much weight or they're going to be too nervous if they quit smoking, if their fears outweigh their desire to quit, then it doesn't happen. The third step would be decide if this pattern serves you anymore and decide if you want to keep the program or change it. And if you decide to keep it, observe why without judgment. If you decide to change it, decide what you want to change it to. Be specific. You must decide on a new belief, a choice for a new perception. If you willingly choose to believe in a new reality, you can eliminate fear. And five, you state your intention, what you intend to create. So you'll say, I intend the following. And then your intention must include a willingness to allow the change in your life. And by the way, another one of Bashar's tips is that Beethoven's 7th Symphony, 2nd Movement, the first 3 minutes, you can go on YouTube, Beethoven's 7th Symphony, first 3 minutes, is a download from higher consciousness that was given to Beethoven, and it is an energy that helps you to allow and also dissipate negative energies. And the sixth step is to ask spirit, your higher self, for guidance, then release control of the manifestation of the intent to spirit, and lastly, trust. And that's from the College of Christ Consciousness. Very excellent, excellent techniques. And of course, at the College of Christ Consciousness, you'll also find the ultimate truths of reality. And we're all functioning in reality. And there's a nice list of 21 ultimate truths of reality at the College of Christ Consciousness. Very, very interesting stuff. And all basically passed on from a channeling of Jean Hatch of Mother Mary, as it turns out, from her experiences with the Essenes. And, of course, good old Bashar, the Essesani, talks about the universe and says it's all a hologram of many holograms. And in a hologram, each part of the hologram contains the information for the whole hologram. The universe is structured holographically. You are holographic. Each possible version of your reality is also holographic. You contain within you all possible versions of reality. All holographic versions of reality are contained within you. And from all these infinite possibilities, you select the version to be experienced with your beliefs, imagination, and feelings. Your imagination is the archive of all your possible holograms. From this archive of possibilities, the version that you imagine or believe or focus your imagination on is your currently selected version of reality. Then you activate this selected version with your feelings. The more intense the feelings, the more powerfully you attract this version, and therefore the more quickly it manifests as your tangible reality. Positive feelings activate positive desired versions. Negative feelings activate the negative undesired versions, the dreaded outcomes. And always keep in mind the misconception. It's not seeing is believing, or what we perceive determines what we believe. The actuality is that believing is seeing. What we believe determines what we perceive. And this brings to mind, to me, the connection between beliefs and magic. because magic's the ability to conjure something into form, and beliefs do the same. Mass beliefs create mass conjurings. Beliefs are essentially agreements about reality, and both personal and collective beliefs form the structure and the parameters of your life experience in any area. And the Pleiadians have said, and I quote, "Understanding the power of beliefs and the power of the mind, both individually and in mass, is the most pressing and crucial issue for humankind to grasp. The overall world structure is a framework of agreements that you operate within. It is not the only version of the world. Nature is flexible and alive with multidimensional possibilities, and your beliefs, decisions, and emotions play the decisive role in creating the version of the world reality you actually encounter." And I should note that modern science has finally come to realize that at least 90% of the brain that we supposedly never use actually corresponds to the role of 90% of our DNA that was once called junk DNA, but is now understood as a communications interface between our physical brain and the universe at large. And as Rupert Sheldrake points out in his theory of morphogenetic field resonance, the 100th monkey effect occurs when enough people drawn together by a shared purpose create a quantum field of self-fulfilling potential. When that happens, the rest of the world in varying degrees will experience an internal shift in 5th to 10th dimensional consciousness. And I may also point out there is also a correspondence between our 12 strands of DNA, the 12 chakras, 7 inside the body, and 7 outside the body. And from my perspective, there's 3 levels of reality creation. First is the beliefs, definitions, intentions that we have and have downloaded since childhood. And second is the process of putting positive emotional spin on outer circumstances. And the third level is intentional conscious manifestation of circumstances. And I'd like to mention that a lot of people really don't get the point that outer circumstances just don't come with built-in meanings. In point of fact, everything is neutral. We place definitions on outer circumstances, and when we place those definitions on outer circumstances, that's what creates the initial emotion and feeling. And if you're having a negative feeling, that means you've labeled something and you've judged it as a negative. And I appreciate that a lot of people automatically think certain events have to be negative. Well, no, they don't. And no, you don't have to be crazy just because you don't buy into other people's definitions. And for a long time on ET Yoga, I've brought up this whole idea about placing positive spin. And Bashar says it's the primary function. Primary means, number one, first most important thing that your brain is designed to do is to place positive spin on outer circumstances. And what you're going to find is that when you place up, even if you find something, you can't find any possible way that something can turn out positive, you think this is just totally negative, try it. Place a positive emotional spin on the outer circumstance, log it, keep track of it. Some things happen quicker than others. Some take time because of the nature of the problem or the, I guess you want to call it, the challenge, because problems are tougher to solve than challenges. And place positive spin on outer circumstances, and you'll find out that it's a form of reality creation. And when you finally get it, play with it, toy with it, like do it, actually practice it. Once you get it, it'll blow your mind because it actually works. We actually pull from the holographic universe what our frequency attracts to. And when you're putting out positive, you're attracting positive hologram. So that's the physics of how that works. And I've been challenging people for years on ET Yoga to place positive spin on outer circumstances. And I really think it's highly important that you figure out what you believe, especially in areas that that you want to identify. If it's relationships, if it's losing weight, if it's health, or whatever the area is that you're having some difficulty, write down and get it out there what you actually believe. And then start putting positive spin on it and start paying attention to connecting with source energy and putting these positive beliefs and being thankful and grateful for having excellent health. And and work with this process, because this is what the new wave is. It's all about the fact that we're 100% responsible for the world that we experience. And what that taking responsibility of 100% does is that's your point of power. Because if it's all just happening to you at random, then, okay, you don't have any power, but you're helpless anyway. All right. So that's your point of power, because once you take responsibility, that means you don't take blame. It means you have responsibility. And you have the ability to respond to your outer circumstances, and you can also appreciate that once you accept responsibility for your life and what's happening in your life, there's nobody else to blame. In fact, blame, criticism, and justification are the three signposts of creating yourself as a victim. So if you want to be a victim, just keep blaming that old high school coach for messing you up, okay? Because then you're a victim. Fine. If you want to be a victim. Personally, I don't like being a victim. So I want to place positive spin on that old situation, and I want to move on. And if you take responsibility as a co-creator of your world that you experience, then there is nobody to blame. It lightens you up from all that old baggage. So it's very important moving on to the next dimensional levels here of taking 100% responsibility for your outer circumstances and let go of the past. And what I see around me is too many people spend way too much time hung up on the past. Old boyfriends, old circumstances, old this, old that. But why? Because I know how it is. When we grew up, if you're a little bit older, you grew up in a time when everything, there was a clear right and a clear wrong. And if you were right, somebody else was wrong. But guess what? It's not the way it is. It's not the way the universe works. Unfortunately or fortunately, what you realize is the universe will support you 100% in your beliefs. So start cluing in to keeping track of what your beliefs are, and you're going to be on your road to reality creation. And I certainly wish to all the people that are listening to ET Yoga, In fact, I'm so grateful and appreciative for the people that listen to this show and the comments and emails. Especially if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga and you've never emailed me, you should. And by the way, if there's any way I can help you, I'm not going to badger you and you send me a question and I'm going to send you 400 emails for the next 6 months to try and sell you something. If you want to buy something good, you can buy my book. It's called ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. It's at my website, etyoga.com, $9.95, okay? There's a plug for my book. You want to buy my book? Great. I think it's a great book. All right, but I'm prejudiced. I wrote it. But the bottom line is, if you've got a question, if you've got anything I can answer, if you've got a topic you want me to do a show on, if there's any possible way I can help you, trust me, I'll find the time. So I'm throwing that out to the audience, and I really appreciate hearing about your successes on any of the techniques and ideas that you hear on ET Yoga, because that's the whole idea of this program, is provide you with the knowledge that I've accumulated over the course of the last 35 years with some of the greatest yoga masters on the planet and extraterrestrial information and contacts. So that's what ET Yoga is all about. I wish you my personal best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And as usual, at the end of every ET Yoga show, we'll close by having the guys play the Bashar's XYZ extraterrestrial meditation that expands consciousness.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths. And imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity. And it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side, and back out the right side, and side to side, and side to side, and front and back, 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension. A new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction, and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.